Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. If you watch porn for fun or to get turned on, you're not alone. But have you ever thought about making your own amateur videos? If you're interested, how can you make them sexy, fun, and ethical? And if you're feeling daring, how can you share them safely and responsibly? Is Luna Love used to be a porn star, but now she's making her own sexy videos at home. She says there's no strict rules for making a sex tape, as long as everyone involved is enjoying themselves. However, there are a few important things to remember when creating and sharing this kind of content. We talked to Love to get the inside scoop. 1. Make sure everyone's cool with it before you do anything. If you're making a sex tape for yourself or thinking of posting it online, remember one important thing. Get everyone's permission first. Everyone who's in the video has to agree to being filmed, and if you're planning to share it online, they have to be okay with that too. Some websites even ask for a copy of your ID and a signed release form from everyone in the video to make sure they're all adults. 2. Consider staying anonymous. If you get excited about the thought of showing off your video to people all over the world who like to jerk it, you gotta figure out what you're comfortable with showing. Do you want people to be able to recognize you? If you're new to this and don't want to be a big name in the industry, Love suggests staying anonymous. You can do this by not showing your face, or by wearing a mask or wig. Think about how you'd feel with random folks on the internet watching your videos, she says. It's a big deal to put yourself out there like that online. Make sure you check for stuff like tattoos or cool jewelry that could give you away. Love says you can cover up tattoos with long socks or a cute outfit if you need to. And if you accidentally show your face in a video, you can always blur it out later. Just remember, blurring out tattoos or little things can be tricky. Love suggests that you shouldn't use or give out your real name, home address, or any personal info. This will help you take your time to figure out where you fit in the world of porn. 3. Work with people you can rely on. Recording yourself having sex can be super exciting and enjoyable, but experts usually say it's best to be cautious, because someone sketchy could end up seeing it. Love suggests only filming with people you trust to avoid any potential drama. If you do decide to film with someone you don't know too well, make sure to follow the tips mentioned above to keep your identity safe. 4. Consider a script. You can film all kinds of stuff from oral sex to kinky BDSM scenes. If you want your video to look somewhat professional, it's good to plan ahead and know what you want to show. You can be creative too. Love's popular video right now is an ASMR one, where she gives instructions on how to give a hand job while wearing latex gloves and playing with whipped cream. She whispers sexy stuff too. It's a bit weird, but it's actually pretty easy, and she's not even naked most of the time. 5. Try messing around with the camera. Love says that you can totally set up your camera on a tripod and just let it roll, but it's way more fun to turn your bedroom action into a masterpiece. Get creative with how you film, try different angles, or get up close and personal. Share the camera with everyone involved for some extra heat. It can be exciting to see things from someone else's perspective. Forget about using the same old boring script that's been used a million times in regular porn. When you're having straight sex, it doesn't always have to be the guy holding the camera. Why not switch it up and film someone going down on you from your own point of view? 6. Pick the correct lighting. Love loves filming during the day, especially when the sun is shining through the room. She thinks it's gorgeous because you can see all the little details. She also enjoys using colored lights to give the bedroom a different vibe. Recording in low light can be a blast, according to Love. She recommends using little lights or candles to set the mood. Even though it might be tough to see everything clearly, filming this way gives you the opportunity to create a more natural, intimate feel. Plus, the grainy quality can add a mysterious and sexy touch to your footage. 7. Make a collection. Love really loves this one video where she's having a threesome with a guy and a girl on a fancy couch in a big room with a high ceiling. She's super proud of how the sunlight shines into the room and makes everything look beautiful. It shows how important it is to have a cool set to set the mood. If you're shooting on a plain white bed in a white room, it can look kinda boring. Add some layers to the space to make it more interesting. And no matter how casual your filming session is, make sure you don't have any personal stuff in the background that could give away your location or invade someone's privacy. 8. Pick the right spot. Picking a random spot might sound cool, but it's a pain in the butt. You gotta make sure you're not breaking any laws, especially if you're filming something naughty. Stick to a normal and safe place, like a bedroom, shower, or kitchen, Love advises. If you're feeling adventurous, you can try shooting outside, just make sure you're by yourself. Make sure you know the rules of where you're filming. Some places like sex clubs and cinemas don't allow filming. Love says to always be respectful and not do anything sketchy like filming near a church and putting it online. Also, be mindful of the content in your videos. Stick to stuff that's not offensive or inappropriate, even if you like historical roleplaying. 9. Make sure to double check everything one last time. Make sure you watch your video before you post it. Make sure there's nothing you want to keep private. Double check that no one will be able to figure out who asked to stay anonymous or any other identifying stuff in the video. Love realized that her cat was in the video after a year of it being online. If you don't want anyone stealing your content, slap a watermark on your video. Put your account name or nickname right in the middle of the screen, so no one can swipe it. 10. Don't forget the internet can be super toxic. People will most likely leave comments on your stuff online, but on porn sites, the comments are usually positive, because people are there for that kind of content. But sometimes you might get negative comments, especially if you've shared personal photos or videos. Love says it's important to ignore or block those comments, because you don't have to please anyone with your content. It's your video and it's about your own sexual experience. On certain websites, if you add someone as a friend, they can slide into your DMs. It's a good way to avoid getting messages from randoms. Make sure to check out the privacy settings when you make an account. You can even block people from your own country from seeing your stuff. 11. Pick the best platform for your job. You can share your sexy art on a bunch of different websites. Some of them are popular sites that let you post for free, like Pornhub, Zamster, or Xvideos. Or you can sign up for clip store sites like Awanclips, Manyvids, Fancentro, or CLIP for sale, and actually make money off your content. And if you're serious about making content, you can contact places like Cheeks and offer to make videos for them. You could make an OnlyFans account. But if you don't have a big following on social media or can't promote it well, your videos might not get many views. Love says this is because OnlyFans doesn't have a page where people can discover new content. It's smart to look at the copyright rules on any website you use. You want to make sure you keep the rights to your own stuff. And remember, if you post a video on a free site, other people might steal it. You can try to make it so your content can't be downloaded, but there's still a chance someone else could do it. So be careful, a private moment with your partner could end up online with a misleading title, like siblings secretly hooking up. At the end of the day, the key is to just have a good time, whether you end up with a top-notch performance or a low-quality video that seems like it was shot on a brick phone. You don't need to kick things off with a wild orgy in a race car, just capture some awesome moments in your sex life with quick clips. Remember, just have fun in the moment, and your video will be awesome no matter what. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends, and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.